All right, all new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. All right, how was everybody week?
It's been a good week.
Sporty.
I'm ready with TGIF, man. Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Okay. All right. Well, tonight's title is Butt Stuff. Plug or plunge?
No, you gotta say it right. You ain't say it right. Not like how you said it earlier.
I didn't say it at all. You did. You said it earlier.
Well, you said it earlier was, yo.
No.
I got some crazy for us.
And that's not what I said.
G-Man and I was like, what you talking about? You said the butt stuff. Plug.
No, sir. Plunge. No, sir. That's not how that happened. That's not how that happened. That's not how that happened. I don't do butt stuff, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What you said was, you don't do it.
I don't. There ain't no but. I don't do it.
Now, you guys know told. A lie don't care who tell it.
As long as it gets told.
Well, the loudest one in the room must know more about the butt stuff, because Dale said it the loudest. So I feel like maybe he might know something about it.
I don't know. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of things, but we shall see.
See, that wasn't a no, but we got two messages.
OMG, guys, I was on the phone call. I just realized the time. I am so sorry. I know you guys are about to wrap this up.
We're just getting started.
Happy Friday, guys. Happy Friday. Oh, I feel shitty. I'm sorry. Are you guys talking about a butt plug? Are you really? Like...
Yeah, that's something that him and Ro want to talk about. I didn't want to talk
you
about
was your,
I
didn't know you brought
about,
it. Up.
I know nothing about butt stuff, so I'm good on that.
You was the one that said you gotta get in where you fit in to let it slip in. That's what you said.
No, that's what you said to your lady yesterday.
Oh, that's what you said.
That was you said to your lady yesterday.
Man,
and what was her response?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know what you're talking about. I know what you said.
You know what you said and what her response was. She said, let's go, cowboy. I said, oh, shit. What we got going on here? Right. The hell we got going on here?
Yippee-ki-yay.
You got damn rawhide in this bitch. What we doing?
Now,
okay, we got like...
Question is, if your partner is down, do you say no?
Yeah.
That's just not something I do, what do you do when your partner says yes and you ain't quite with it?
Yeah.
I say no. I don't do butt stuff.
Yo, no is no. Now
my no is no.
That's giving or receiving.
Yeah.
Rod, that's giving or receiving.
I don't do no butt stuff. Period.
You can get loud all you want to. That's what you say. You said when you was in the military, you said that
ain't no you know, to start, but you go ahead, man.
I mean, that's what he said. You know,
yeah, bro,
he said that she asked him.
That ain't how you start that story.
I just want to make sure that he remember what he told me.
Okay,
because what he said was,
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember lies.
You
I don't remember
me.
Lies. I only remember the truth. I don't remember lies. I never told you anything.
You told me she said, were you down? And you said, as long as when you pull out, it's nothing brown. That's what you said.
That's not what I said, because that ain't never happened. Because that ain't never happened.
Your brother
it's real funny how, Nah, it's real funny how I tell him all this stuff and I remember none of the stuff I told him. But then when he said it to his girlfriend yesterday, he got straight amnesia. He didn't say that. Yes, you did.
I just find it funny how you are deflecting. It's okay, though.
No, you're deflecting.
Hey, look. As long as you know that I still love you, we good.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is but I don't like do, a therapy session. This, but I don't, it's okay.
But I don't do bus stuff. But I don't do bus stuff.
Hey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Just,
so I'm just saying.
A fella, can we define butt stuff?
Anything, any stuff that got to do with the butt. Out,
we don't want our listeners to be misunderstood.
Oh, they know what we're talking about. They know what we're talking about.
Okay, okay.
And I said butt stuff plenty of times on this podcast. They know. I don't do butt stuff. I don't know. It's just funny as hell. Just saying butt stuff. I don't know why it's funny to me, but it is. We got like a bunch of messages.
Oh, so you guys didn't start till 6:30? Oh, okay, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so him and are you using a double-sided one?
She said,
"Oh wow, you had to." Ain't nobody but Callie would say something like that.
Dina, how much do you love him? Mm-hmm. How much do you love him? You really need clarity on butt stuff. Like, well, how much clarity do you need?
I gotta get it out there.
Us girls play with the butt stuff more than you men. That's the problem with y'all.
Hmm.
I don't know, Callie.
Why y'all got quiet?
Draw the certified freak, Callie. I don't know. You heard some stories.
If you had an opportunity to sit 100, that was the last thing that the woman wants you to do, which one would you do?
Who gonna answer that question first?
Best I can do is put a thumb in it. That's the best I can do.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah, right. You're the right.
Oh, I'm answering the question. No,
don't do that.
But I'm the certified freak.
No,
he said he stick a thumb in the butt.
Hey brother Ro, I love you, man. You my brother from another mother. But when you sit there, you say you can put a thumb in it. I know what you mean. You ain't putting no thumb in it. You putting that red soldier in it. That's when you're holding it up.
I'm
talking about a thumb. Just a thumb. That's something that Gerard talking about that a long time ago. He said, "Hey, look, let me tell you something. When you hit in front of
why
back,
every time
head,
something got to be? Why everything got to be about Gerard? And why something got to always be? You know what? Him.
Yes,
him.
Yes.
Don't that sound like something that was said in the show that we're not supposed to talk about?
That's right. That's right.
Didn't he say that?
That's what I was trying to get at.
That ain't what
exactly.
I remember. What I remember.
You don't remember nothing from that. You don't remember nothing from that show, but we do.
I don't think I remember from a show that we're not supposed to talk about is something else. Yep, there it is. I'm about to bust off. I'm about to blast off.
All right, so
I don't know nothing else.
We ain't talking about that show. We talking about the other show. We ain't talking about that show. We talking about the other show.
Oh. I don't know about no other show.
Yeah.
Well, back to the topic, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got two messages.
All right.
Damn, you guys went radio silence when I said that. What's the matter with y'all? Dead silent. Do you gentlemen know that there's actually a beautiful lady that's trying to get me to play with her, and she wants to play with me? Do you know that?
No, we don't know, but now we know. So let me ask you a question. Can you do a So Callie, go ahead and film that video. So nice. Callie, let me ask you a question. You said it's a young lady. So what's her name, if you don't mind sharing?
Oh, no. I'll leave that to your imagination. Yeah. Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Callie, you know, you sound kind of dangerous right now. Anytime you say, hello, guys. Welcome to Peter Pan. Where's the jelly?
Oh, geez. Oh, we got a message from Rock.
Hey, this is from me to y'all.
Special shout out to G-Man, RO24, and Jared. Some cool-ass motherfucker out here holding it down. Y'all stay solid and have a good motherfucking Friday. You dig? And big love to the listeners. Sir. Cali Girl, Jenny, Lord Protector, and Miss Sans. Y'all some cool niggas keeping the vibes right. Stay up, stay real, and keep doing y'all thing.
Oh, appreciate that, Rock. Ain't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, for me personally, I've never played around a butt. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, like, some people love it stuff. And stuff can be anything. I mean, it could be a penis. It could be a dildo. It could be a plug. It could be a tampon. You know, and you know what? And think about it now.
Damn, bro. You know about the anal beads too?
Hey, you said the whole government name. I just said the nickname.
You said it so easy. You was like beads. No. Damn. No, trying to slide that on by us, huh?
You said it so easy. Anal beads.
But that what you told me.
I didn't tell you that. You said sometimes
your thumb get a little cramp in it, so you gotta use them beads.
I got arthritis, so
that means you always using the beads.
Oh, I don't know nothing about no beads, sir. Only you. That's why you said ain't no beads. You said that like somebody stepping up to get them some wick. That's all I know. That was a whole government name with a social security number attached to it.
You try to slide in by us, like you try to slide by answering that question, talking about some, yeah, all I got is you're gonna throw him up a butt.
No,
he asked the question.
Didn't really think nobody was gonna really answer it.
That was good.
But I guess you're the real MVP.
I mean, I was waiting on you to go ahead and come behind and say, hey, look, yeah, you know, I did it, you know. So everybody was going in rotation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got a message from
Fight
Rock.
Nights at the round table.
And we got a message from Rock and Cali Girl.
Hey, big shout out to G-Man, RO24, and Jer46. Y'all some real ones, so keep it cool, stay solid, and always be aware of them whole cake-ass niggas trying to creep up. Anybody want to come at y'all with that shit? Let that Keisha come out on them niggas. Stay sharp and hold it down.
So is that why dicks have curves in them? Because they have arthritis?
I don't know. It could be.
You ain't gonna
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
I feel like this ain't the time for any one of us to ask anybody about curves. Exactly. So all I got is, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think that's a question
Dale,
for the
y'all got anything
for the panel.
No.
All right, we got another.
Dale.
No.
Nah.
He said, nah. We got another message from Callie.
That the two that spoke. Y'all have curves.
I can't say anything because this show is being monitored for quality. Excuse me.
Oh man.
Oh, let's see, we got another. Huh? I was say we got another message from. Okay.
The only thing that I can say for a man, like we all men on this phone and all this stuff. I mean, like doing this podcast, but we don't like. I know for a fact we don't like the stuff and the plug and all this stuff. We don't eat booty.
No,
say none of us
do that.
On it, God, dog. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. It might be one person that might do the booty licking. I don't know.
Wait, we're gonna put him on blast. Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, we're gonna put JP on blast.
We ain't gonna, we ain't gonna put Roll 24 on blast like that, but oh, you know.
No. Nah. Bro, you gonna
what you talking about JP like that? JP ain't here with us today. Don't do.
I ain't say JP. I said Roll 24.
Don't do Nagasaki. Don't do Nagasaki 89 like that. He is not here to defend himself, okay? Leave that alone.
That's why I said Roll 24.
But you know,
what the hell that is?
When we came up with this, subject and all this stuff like that, this topic and all that, it was out of just having fun of it,
and that's it. You know, again, we entertain, we inform, yeah. But we have fun more than anything.
You know, but I know
Callie
done had some buff stuff, butt stuff done happened. Right, Callie? Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Hello, man.
Got something else. We got like three of them.
I got to get some tank up. This stuff is smoking.
Oh, yeah. Bro, you'll get that because it won't let me press the message.
All
right. Hey, listen up, man. Ain't nothing going up in these cheeks, period. We hitting the tar, clapping cheeks, not getting clapped. She getting clapped, not me. Y'all got this homo rectus shit sounding suspect as hell. Why they even name it that? Call it what it really is. But nah, bruh, you already know what it is. We keep it straight, yeah. We keep it solid.
Homo erectus is fag erectus.
God damn.
Gerard, be quiet. Gerard. That is proof of guilt.
He hardy ha ha, my nigga, you wildin'. Back erectus, though. You out of pocket for that one, man.
Yeah, I know I'm firing that shit up, dog.
Hey, you already know, man. You firing that shit up and ain't nobody safe. Keep cooking, my nigga.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny. Well, G-Man and Dale, to answer, well, for G-Man question, y'all never answered if what he said was if you get asked to do that and she wants you to go, you know, in the butt.
Yeah.
Y'all going to do it?
I think that depends on your relationship with old girl. And I say old girl because it sure ain't going to be old dude. So like I said again, it depends on what you feel and where you are in your relationship. Because like I said, don't forget now, fellas, no mean no.
Exactly.
I made a mistake. No, no, no. No means no. Don't get it twisted.
Now, what if it's not your lady? Let's just say you single, you just out here fucking, and you meet somebody, you meet a young lady, and you know, that's what she into.
That depends on your level of comfort with that. That depends on, you know, how you are you in the moment. Maybe you may be in that bottle too deep and you just go ahead and do what you do. But like I said, you got to be careful now.
Yeah.
But it's what you're comfortable with. If that's something you're comfortable with trying, if you've never done it before, or, you know, you feel, like I said, this relationship or whatever it is, you know, you're just hitting it and quitting it. Like I said, if she says good, it's on you now.
So let's
make that decision.
Let's twist it for a second. So what if...
Because at the end of the day, it's still a shitty deal.
Yeah. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. That's right. That's right. So
gotta be mindful.
Let's just say that you're at this girl house and all this stuff like that, and she said, I have never, ever had it that way.
Yeah, you ain't. She never had a back door.
And then when you go down there, she have two balls.
Oh damn! That's when you kick. You know what? That's a fight.
That's a fight.
That's a fight.
That's a fight.
That ain't negotiable. That's a fight.
That's a fight.
We getting ready to fight now.
That's right.
Yep, got to fight.
But would you still do it,
though? Hell no, that's a fight. That's a fight. No. Because whatever erection I might have had prior to that, that's gone.
Yeah.
That's gone. Now you guys got to fight now. Got to fight.
I like doing it. She said.
That guy's a fight.
Lights off. And
that's bruh, you reach down there and you feel you set a ball. That's a fight.
But what if you horny? I mean,
I don't give a damn. Look at it. I get some Vaseline. I fix that. But that's a fight. That's a fight.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, once again, going back to what you said, it's going to be a
shitty deal. It's a shitty deal. You know, it's going to be a shitty deal. Did y'all see that video, old girl, let old guy do that, and she shit on him a little bit?
That's
and,
great.
And she flicked it off the bed.
Oh, Lord.
I saw that.
Like, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Did you see that one?
I saw it.
And she was fine. You know, so like, do you pretend you don't see it? But hey, you shit on yourself, you know. But when you plunging back there, that after happened, you got it. That's why they call this shitty deal. You might get a shitty deal.
SS.
You humping and pumping back there, and she might lose control. Hey, she can't help herself. That's like a semen enema. He might lose it. I'm just saying. You got to count the cost.
Oh, God.
Oh, we got two messages.
But like I said, it's what you, again, it's what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like I said, you might be like, "Rob, it's a no-brainer. That ain't gonna happen. It just ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. So, it is what it is."
Shout out to the panel. How are you guys feeling? I hope all is well. I hope you guys' spirit, mental, and heart is in the right place. And shout out to your listeners. Hey, y'all.
What's up, Juicy?
And we shout back at you. Appreciate you listening.
What's going on, Juice?
Juicy.
Y'all trip.
He said that's a fight. Look, after you're halfway through the whole damn session, you've been enjoying yourself and you reach down there and you
like, what? What is that? That's not mine. And you said, that's a fight.
Yeah, that's a fight. That's a fight. That's a fight. And matter of fact, it's not even negotiable. That's a fight. That's a fight. They got their boots in the air and they fans. Nah, that's a fight.
That's a fight. That's a fight. Boots in there.
That's a fight.
What the fuck? He said boots in the air.
That's
oh, shit.
Fight, that's a fight.
Got one more from Cali.
Did you say count the corn? As in count the corn in your number two? What the hell? I know I misheard you, but it sounded like you said count the corn.
No, that wasn't me. I don't know where you got that from.
Well, you said that.
No. What was she saying?
I don't remember somebody saying count the corn. Count the corn. I don't remember count nobody said shit. That.
Nobody said that. At least I didn't hear.
You don't play the part where she said that was that old song, Pass the Peas.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's the whole thing called by. Outside of that, I don't know, bro. That and what she said about you halfway through the session and then you find out. It's like, yo.
I ain't gonna lie to you. At that point, there ain't no fighting. Somebody got to die at that point. You don't went half, yo, like she said, you don't went halfway through the session.
Yeah.
And you went through halfway through the session and you find out.
You put it in
somebody
work.
Gotta die.
You know, just feel a pair of balls hit your damn thigh.
It's hard to believe that you even gonna get to that halfway point and not notice that.
That's crazy.
You won't let that happen. You ain't getting halfway there. If you got halfway there, you knew it going in.
Yeah.
No, you knew that going
Dale
in.
Dale said there ain't no such thing as a halfway crook.
No, ain't no such thing as halfway crook. And you figure out that mother got more hair on his nuts than you do.
But let me ask all the butt lovers this. Do the butt squirt?
Butt shit, that's what you do. That's what he do. Shit, it don't squirt and shit. That's what he
do. Oh shit.
And then, like I said, now you go back in that other scenario. Now maybe he won his turn. Hell no. Nah, oh, it's a Lord. Fight. Trying to tell you it's a fight. It's a fight.
What you talking about? Oh, you talking about the guy receiving?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
You find out halfway through, yeah. Which is no such animal. You know, he got nothing. He wants you to reciprocate. Hey, see.
Well, that's the thing, though. There.
You got to die.
You got some men that's into that. That's you know that pegging and shit. Some you got some men that's into that.
Now, like I said, we opened up this can of worms, and I'm gonna tell you guys, I was a little hesitant. No, we ain't doing none of that. That's just man, that's wrong on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. Got two messages. Got three.
You guys are making yourselves going to have nightmares tonight. Okay, everybody, gentlemen, one, two, swallow that cum. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah,
what?
What the hell? What the fuck was that? Who was it? You know, who the hell was swallowing that? Who the hell was swallowing cum?
Where'd that come from?
Everybody stuck. We don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
George, like, let's get this straight. Who's the dude and what? It's like, are you talking about the guy? Like, let's not get anything confused here, gentlemen. Now, let's not make yourselves look like, you know, you're interested or you're curious.
No, we ain't got to worry about that over here.
Yeah, nah.
We never got to worry about that over here.
Nah. But you can joke about it when you are comfortable in your sexuality, though. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, honestly, I mean, Ro, you said it right. You can joke about anything when you're comfortable about what you are and who you are. Like I said, Damn it, no mean no. That's all I got to say. Hell no mean no. No, no, no is no. You know, no is a complete sentence. No, period. That's it.
Be like that damn movie. Like I said, what was it? What was that movie?
Topic, y'all, but and I wanted to go left fast.
What was that movie?
The Crane Game?
For Color Girls only when Janet was talking to what's his name, Omari Hardwick. Mm-hmm. And she asked him, she was like, he said, I don't bend over. And she said, oh, so. But I'm just saying though, that's a weird conversation.
Oh,
to have
I've never seen that. Got caught. I never seen
it. Yeah, you gotta watch that shit. Mm-mm. That shit was a trip.
I watched it one time and didn't want to watch it no more. It was a rap for me. It was a trip.
What was that? So you doing you bending them over some shit like that. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I ain't no.
When you and him came up with this topic, I did not think that Dell was going to be this damn funny tonight.
I didn't see it, but I didn't see it. You know, and like I said,
he
I,
said,
I, like
I said, no, we no so means weird. No.
And I'm like, no, hell no.
Oh,
that's not negotiable. We ain't going to talk about it. Matter of fact, you bring it up again, I will smack you in the mouth. That's all that's where I'm at.
Oh, yo, damn.
Yeah, yo, no, yeah, you're going to smack you in the mouth. We ain't going to talk. Why are we talking about this?
Because it's funny.
as a topic, yeah, but like I said, you're out in the world and somebody bring that up. No, that's just a smack in the mouth. We ain't going to keep talking about this. Like you're going to try to change my mind. Hell no.
Yeah.
Dale said no means no.
Yeah. You know, that's the beauty of it. It started with talking about, like, you and the lady, and then it just shifted to something else.
It just shifted to something else. Something crazy. We got a message from Callie.
So no means no. So the minute you enter the room, you gotta pat the person down. Like, I gotta check this out before we even get started.
Whatever it takes. But you know, at my right age, I really don't have that concern. Yeah. You know, back in the day when I was young and dumb, you know. I wasn't falling for no okie doke, but at the end of the day, you know, no. Mm-mm. No.
Well, you know what, you know, and let me just say this, man. You know what's so funny is that, and it's funnier than a sad in a sense. Like, we on the... Like each and every single one of us, like when you deal with people that's not on the other side of it and all this stuff like that, we don't know how that is. We don't know how the stuff, the butt stuff and the plugs and the plungers happen. We don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. We did this show right here. We did it based on the fact that we heard from someone who already had they stuff plugged. You know what I'm saying? But we don't know that. I mean, I mean, like, a lot of people ain't gonna open up and say, like, hey man, I already had my stuff plunged. I already got stuck like a dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. when the stuff come in. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you find the right you know, penis to go in you. It's going stuck.
You know what, fellas? I'm out. I'm done. I'm just done.
But I mean, but when we came up with this topic, we came up with for people to have
information.
Yeah, so they can share because
they're possible. Mm. Now listen, we're not hating on anybody.
You gotta remember
that have a fetish or a desire to experiment.
Yeah.
You know, no, please do if that's what you want to do.
But let me tell you this,
as for me and Miles, no, me, no, damn it.
But let me tell you this, and what's so funny about it is that do you really think that as a man, do you think that when you slip out? When you slip out of the situation of a JJ, you don't know where you're going because the butt in a JJ is so close. So just imagine
what she got out of a JJ.
But just imagine you slipping out and you slip in.
But if she got a,
you would never know.
But if she's fine with it, cool. You go with the flow. But if she say no, damn it, that's no.
But
that's the wrong hole. Don't do that. We ain't gonna be there, we ain't going out like that, you know. But she might say, oh, she might be okay, you know, all right, let's take it there. But if she said, oh no, that ain't it, then damn it, you back up.
Well, what if she sing this song right here, say, oops, you did it again.
She
gave consent.
Oh, God. She's so goddamn funny to me.
But yeah, we outside having a good time.
We're having a good time. I want to shout out to my lady Gamecocks. They just knocked it down and they moved past Maryland. You know, so again, like we loving our ladies.
And then before you play this message, right quick, Gerard. You know, to all our listeners who listening to us, we always outside, just like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah,
we outside.
We out here. We ready. We always ready.
Y'all stupid.
We outside. We ready.
Y'all stupid.
Oh, that's fucking nice.
Y'all stupid.
So anytime anybody will pull up a chainsaw and whatnot, and they want to just be Hacksaw.
Or 2x4.
Yeah, we outside. We always outside. Always outside. Because you never ever know who's that peeping in my window. And I...
Y'all stupid.
Oh, God.
You know what? And we're going to go ahead and preference this again. For us to go run and tell it, we're trying to inform. We're trying to encourage. We're trying to support. We definitely trying to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I said again, don't take what we're saying serious. You be comfortable with yourself.
But you know what?
But I meant no mean no.
But
now I'm gonna preference that. And like I said, matter of fact, I'm gonna add something to that. Maybe means no. I think that means no too.
Maybe I'm means sure. no That's also. A no. That's a no, and yeah.
Let me ask you a question, buddy. How you hype about it? You look, you don't move from the back of the all the
way. I gotta get close. I need you to hear me. Yes, you know, you'll get a call like, you know, we can't hear y'all. we can't hear y'all. Y'all not close enough to the mic. We can't hear you. So I want to make sure I'm heard. Damn it. No mean no.
No means no.
I think I might. Like, that's no. All right, you so know, we should sit down. No. Because tail turns, but all that shit was a shit. I'm just saying. Oh, well.
So question right quick. So question. So is no a pronoun?
Pronoun is a verb. It's an act. It's no.
So no is an adjective.
Is an adjective, pronoun, whatever the hell you want to put it. You know, no.
No. No. He said no.
Run away.
So can we pick up the
no? No. Matter of fact, I might need to change my name to Dale to no.
No.
No. Dale
for me,
no.
I'm hell, stupid.
Dale, no.
So Hacksaw Jim had a story.
Yeah, and he carried a big stick.
But Hacksaw, and think about it. In this story, Hacksaw Jim Duggan used to always get his behind kick. Always.
But he hits that his big
stick. That's the same thing I said earlier.
He was owing something.
Man, that Joker, he
ain't win one.
He ain't win. So if anybody classified himself a Hacksaw Jim Duggan, we understand.
Yeah, we got
you. 0 and 100.
Yeah, you're
0 and 101.
Yeah, there's no win.
A no win situation.
Yeah.
I see you, Hacksaw, out there. Good job, bro.
I'm stupid. Y'all stupid.
You know
what?
We
got two.
No, he did. He did win some.
Take us off the air, fellas. I'm trying to tell you.
What you said, bro?
I said he did win some. He won by disqualification a lot.
Yeah, that's
because he took that damn stick out.
He can't beat everybody driving a milk truck.
Oh Lord.
In a dump truck.
That was his day job. He had wrestled at night. He drove a milk truck and a dump truck by day.
AKA Hacksaw.
All right, we got two messages. I'm going to play them.
I thought G-Man was going to say, oops, you shit it again. That's what I thought he was going to say.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Never would have shot it without you.
God damn. He said never would have shot it or something.
Mm.
That's what she thinks she about to squirt and the little shit come out.
Exactly.
That's a girl. She got no teeth. She about to eat.
Because you know, hitting somebody right there, some women can still squirt. So you know,
that's not
that funny. So what?
How you know?
I wouldn't know.
You just said it.
I just know that I feel like anatomy wise, that's probably what happened.
That's not what you said though. You said it with but knowledge. What?
No, the only knowledge I got is what G-Man has said about Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Because you remember that one episode of WCW when he traced back his heritage, and it was him dressed in a wig and he had a dress on as his great grandmama.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got 15 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and close this one on out. Get everybody's final thought. Dale, we're going to start with you tonight.
Man,
what's your final thought?
My final thought is I think we had a lot of fun with this, although I don't know where the hell we came up with it. I'm standing by and sticking with it. Damn it, no mean no. Don't be confused. And like I said, you ain't halfway in it and figured out this mother got nuts. So I'm just saying, be careful. Be ye warned, you know, like I said, if you have been through, you might as well finish. But he's sticking ass been coming to him. Somebody.
He said, you ain't halfway through it. You got a final thought?
Cup, so y'all just be careful, you know. Forgive me.
Oh, God, my head hurt.
Him, you got a final thought?
Oh, yeah. The only thing I have to say, a rose will never, ever be a flower's if you pluck it from the back. Peace.
Oh shit!
And that just messed me up right there. I'm done. I got it, man. That's it right there.
See, I plucked. You plucked it from the back. Oh hell, bro, you got a final thought?
His head hurt. Leave her alone.
Oh shit! The light may shiver, and the covers may quiver. There's a strong possibility there is toenails in your soup.
What the fuck does that mean?
I thought he was going to do a poem. It was rhyming at first. And then he said, it's toenails in your soup. Oh, shit. All right, we got him. I'm going to play this message and I'll get my final thought.
You did hear what you said. Sticking with it. Mm-hmm. Don't get stuck in it. Don't get stuck in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
All right. All right, my final thought. And we really ain't got nothing to do with the episode itself. But I wasn't going to say nothing, but I feel like I need to. It's weighing heavy on me right now. So my final thought is for the bitch-ass nigga.
Ooh.
That want to be that Facebook thug, that want to talk shit and spin a narrative, but won't pull up on me. All you got to do is pull up. You know where I'm at. And I know you're going to be listening. Just pull up. You know the address. Pull up. Because, see, my thing is, you can come at us, joke with, you know what I'm saying, talk shit about us. But when you bring up my mama, now we got a problem. Because I ain't say nothing about yours. But you want to get on Facebook and act like you this thug. But we all know about you. You fat. You slow. Your body stink. Your girl don't want to fuck you.
Bam.
She only with you. She only with you because she don't want to move back home to her mama house.
Damn.
And she want to make sure that her daughter is being taken care of. Because we already know that you don't take care of your other fucking son, bitch ass nigga. Damn. So I want you to know that I know I'm talking about you. And see, I wasn't going to say nothing. But I said, you know what? That kind of pissed me off. That you're going to get on Facebook and say you're going to call yourself, put your hands on my mama. Come talk to me about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's really fucking talk about the shit.
Bro.
Because you want to spin a damn narrative. You want to spin a narrative on Facebook. But we all know. Ain't nothing but bitching you and in your fucking family.
Damn.
Your mama don't fucking like you. She only want to be around you because she want to see her granddaughter.
Damn, son.
So every week, my final thought is going to be about your bitch ass until you show up. Like I said before, I know where you be at. I'm going to catch you. And when I do, I promise you, this is worth me going to jail this time. Me sticking my foot up your ass. That's what it is. And for the people that's listening on stereo that want to figure out who I'm talking about, it's that lame-ass motherfucker I used to do a podcast with before I got on this one. Callie know which one I'm talking about. The liar. The 40 something year old liar that's been lying on his dick for the last five, well, I don't know how long. Let him tell it, he can fuck everybody. Let him tell it, he can fuck everybody, woman. But can't fuck his own. That's weird to me. But let me reel it back in.
Bro,
and save some for next week. Bro. Save some for next week. This was, once again, another episode from Run and Tell That Podcast. And when that bitch ass nigga roll up on me, we gonna see. We really gonna see. Ro, you wanna get that message? Cause I'm kinda pissed right now. And I got mad all over again.
Ro, get you, brother.
Hey, did you all hear about, what's that dude's name? Marvin Sapp. Did you hear about what happened in his church? How they locked the church up until he was able to get 40 racks from the congregation?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard about that. I sent that into. I sent it to the group.
Yeah, he had the ushers close the doors.
I can't go to that church. You gonna let me out?
Yeah.
Hey.
He said he wanted. He said he wanted it from the everybody inside. 20, I think it was 20 a person inside. Everybody that was on stage with him was gonna be 100 a piece, and then 1,000 people that was watching for them to donate as well, and that'll get him to 40.
That'll get him to the 40.
Yeah, it's in our. I'll resend it to the group chat.
Yeah, man, that's wild as hell.
Look, let me leave y'all on this note too. I was just thinking about it, like Gerard, man, you're 100% right. And I know that we try to, you know, keep this podcast going by saying positive things and all this stuff like that. But when you come and when people step outside the lines, I mean, you ain't got no choice but to address it. You know what I mean? And one day, Hacksaw, I'll be showing up to his favorite place, and we know where he normally be at. But if you think about it, he got common sense like a deodorant. He got common sense. I mean, and so if you think about his common sense, man, look, he got it just like deodorant. He say stuff to actually get us all rattled up. But we got you. We got you, brother. We see you out there, Hacksaw. We see you. We know where you at. Always know that. G-Man, that's all G-Man got to say. That's all.
Like we said, we want to thank everyone that listened, everyone that will be listening later, even that bitch-ass nigga and the other ones of his little fuck-ass crew.
The Peanut Brittle Group.
Yep.
You know it is. When you're not loved,
like I said,
you don't know what love is. You know, you lash out. It's because your life got no meaning, no value to it. You know, you drop dead today, nobody gonna care. You know what it is.
But that's all it is. He right.
You know,
because if you're not loved, then you act stupid like that. You get what I'm saying? That's true.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you gotta hate yourself so much, and it's very reflective.
That's right.
You treat the others better than you treat those that's like you. It's what it is. You know what I mean?
So a lot of people don't like honesty. They don't like people to tell them straight up to their face that they're wrong. So they actually go to these sugar. I call it the sugar boy crew. You know what I'm saying? That'll listen to the garbage and agree with them. You know what I mean? We disagree. Mm-hmm. We disagree all day, every day. So, I mean, that's just G-Man talking. I can keep going, though.
But, like I said, we appreciate everyone that listened. Everybody's going to be listening later on. We'll be back next week.
Yes,
sir. All new episode. I'm Run and Tell That Podcast. And we are out.
Peace.